Live on Village with Tosspot and DJ Wheat, and well, we have ourselves a real treat of a find. And you know, many people are always looking for the last time that, you know, this will be the last time of final. Well, it's not going to be, because RTCW will never die. It will keep coming back to produce these excellent games. And actually, we're going to kick this one off straight off.
Prepare
so
prepare to fight.
So why don't you take
prepare
this
to fight? Yeah, that's right. You take it away, Toss. Do what you do best.
Fight. Okay, here we go. We'll give you a Wolf TV sick up in just a moment. Starting off on the Axis team, we have Max Edge, Moat, Arno, Kratos, and Maxxia, and the allied side of One Soldier with Kronos, Millinator, Crumbs, Skits, Junkie, and Sharky make their way along with three players straight across towards the on their route towards the tavern. Junkie is going to lead the way with the Pantherfaust. We know what he can do. We've seen it on ice. And he is about to wield that Pantherfaust. Strikes it to the back wall. Misses absolutely everyone. And here we go in towards that main entrance and off that tavern. We have Sharky with a quick revive going in. And Kronos is going to try to make his way across towards right-hand side. Last man standing. We have a Pantherfaust that is Arno in there as well. Nothing doing. And it looks like the Supermen have come up with the super ability of killing every One Soldier player without reply. All that went down was Team Kill revives, and that was quite the tavern defense.
That's a nice way to start off the first initial rush, push, if you will, in this game. Already we will we'll see them now respawning and make their way to the flag. We're going to see the first one, Crumbs, make his way in, and he'll go in through the tavern, and now coming around. We'll meet up with Sharky. Sharky avoiding a couple grenades. Going to go through there now with the help. He does drop Super Edge, and so some health packs will come out from Crumbs, and this two-man team will continue to make their way in. Maxxia drops Crumbs, and Skits also goes down. So what will Crumbs be able to do after the revive? Absolutely nothing. And I'm not even sure if the flag has been taken as of yet. The initial flag, it looks like no is an indicator on Wolf is telling me. And so far, Super continuing to dominate the Axis side of the map. Will they be able to get in? Nice revival there on Kratos, and they will continue. Panzer does come out by Junkie. He'll grab two, and that might give them an open road to get to that flag and take that first checkpoint.
It's going to be Melanie to grab the flag. I've been watching him as he's made his way through the tavern and has made his way all the way to that northwest courtyard right behind the tavern now. He's waiting on his ally to respawn time. He's screaming, I've got the flag, I've got the flag, and he is going to jump across and grab that any moment now. He's got 4 seconds to tell ally to respawn. One Soldier, have the flag. Now, self-kill. There you go. And surprise, as the One Soldier team spawn right up behind the Axis team. And it's a question now of how are they going to get forward. With just one engineer, it's all on Kronos to make his way forward. Kratos with a grenade. G-Hands down Crumbs. And we'll make his way in. We have a dynamite on that main, on that goal crypt. And Sharky will quickly get a revive. Yes, he will, just before Maxxia can come in and get the gib. And now we have Maxxia coming back to try and finish off. Not going to happen. One dynamite in. Job done. Pantherfaust. 1-2 down from Arno. Sharky and Kronos blown away. Junkie's down as well via Edge's MP40. Do we have an engineer? Yes, we do. It's Moat, and he will quickly go in, put the pliers to the test, and Edge is going to cover his backside. And they cleared the danger out quickly and recovered the flag. Brilliant recovery. And here on 7 minutes exactly, very nicely done by the Supermen team.
Max doing a good job by pushing up towards the allied spawn and trying to take out a few of them. He does manage to take one out, but the other will be revived, and that will leave a four-man push now on the way over to the flag. Going to head on through the tavern right now. We'll meet up in a crossfire. All go down, but they are instantly revived, and now they will have another shot to attack this flag. Sees one behind him following Crumbs. Crumbs coming in, and with the ducked Thompson, he does manage to take them out, and they reclaim the northwest courtyard. So now going down underneath the last time, a couple grenades coming from the past. Crumbs making his way up quick. Does drop a grenade out into the graveyard, and Kronos now will make his way out. Drop. Nope, Kronos will not. He is dropped by Arno, and I believe that was a giant grenade in the face of who was it? I don't know. It was someone from one, and they died. So we now have got Crumbs, the one-man army, trying to hold off on that graveyard, but a three-man Axis push, including a Panzer Foster, comes in and says goodbye and clears that room out. So one now making another push as it will continue here on Village.
Melanated with a grenade, sending it straight to Moat's face. Then gets a Panzer out the backside from Arno, as subtle as a ton of bricks. One might call that wasted, as the Allied side have now respawned up, and he doesn't have a charge. He's going to wait with the grenades down in the tavern, launches his way forward. Junkie is going to get eaten alive by both his and Max's grenades, and one soldier sort of getting disgruntled, discombobulated, if you will, as they can't actually get anywhere with a real attack, as Max and Maxa come up with MP40 and grenade frags apiece to clear out that house. Flag still in Allied hands, but the Allied team are completely stuck down in the wine cellar, trying to make their way out to the next stage. Colonel's ACP frag dropping Maxa, and now we will have the next assault as Merlinator tosses the support fire down. Gonna wait, hope to clear. Oh, all the takedown is Sharky there. Sharky's in trouble. Will George save him? Oh no, it'll be Junkie's support fire that comes across and helps him out. Sharky with a grenade comes in. Max drops Kronos, but that might have just been the only engineer. I can't see if it was. But one soldier may just have the crypt in their hands, and they will now put the engineer in with Dynamite Yellow on 4 minutes and 43.
Oh. Well, it was easily defused last time. Let's see if they can hold on to it this time. Already now, we're going to see Merlinator making his way out and extend forward and closer to that Axis spawn, trying to cut them off. He does manage to take out Sharky. Not sure if there is a revive there. More than likely not after a shower of Gibbs. We do have Crumb set up now at the machine gun, looking into the Axis spawn. It is coming in hard now. He'll put down some medic packs in order to heal himself, rather. And Junkie now making his way from the spawn, going to come in from the back. Not going to drop. He's going to wait for the support fire first. Grenade comes through, and he is annihilated by it. That comes from Edge, and now the Axis has begun to move up on the Allied. Nothing that this one team could do right now, as they are going to come up the ladder. One gets taken down. Maxa takes out another one and gets the revive, so he stops yet another push, and the Allies will have to wait yet another day for that graveyard.
Yeah, they are, and they've not really looked like getting any form of gold away. You know, they had one dynamite defused and one yellow dynamite that didn't get on. And until they can get themselves off this next stage, they're nowhere near setting a time. And whatever time they might be able to set now is not going to be good anyway. Junkie support fire blows away Kratos. Max gets cut down by the grenade of Merlinator. And here we have reinforcements up the backside. Skits dropping the Thompson frag in, making his way across towards the crypt. Dynamite yellow. Where is the grenade? And the Panther Faust Romano. Oh. 1-2 down. And Maxa will follow up with an MP40 and a Luger frag coming into Skips and Crumbs. And you know, everyone in the build-up to this match has said it's team play versus aim. Team play got one soldier to that crypt, and AIM got Superman out of trouble. Pantherfels and a stunning... Oh, what a team kill grenade from Merlinator. Insta-give grenade sends the engineer that is Kronos right at that crypt with a dynamite in hand straight to hell. And one soldier this time caught out by their own misfortunes.
That is very unfortunate, as we now have Merlinator. He is brought up with an additional support member, but he's going to drop himself, and that will leave just one or two of them there for one. They'll now make their next wave in. Kronos and Junkie, hand-in-hand, engineer up front. Kronos will see the support fire coming in. Junkie is going to move his way out, and I'm not sure if Kronos is going to be able to get that down. Switching on over to him, I'm guessing, yes, we do have the dynamite planted, as Wolf so graciously tells me. And Merlinator watching from up close, trying to take down as many of those axes as they can before getting to the graveyard area. I do believe we might have an exploded dynamite here, Tosh, and some support fire will come out to try to assist in that one. And Naro goes down, and he will try to follow up with a few more. Merlinator doing a great job now, and that dynamite should have gone off if it hasn't already. And there it is. Allies have stolen the gold. Tosh, do you have a lock on who's got the gold?
I don't. I was looking further forward to see if there's anyone in their way, and there is. Max has just put an FFE down in the southwest courtyard. Crumbs has that gold at the flag. He has 2 seconds to respawn, and now has reinforcements in the shape of Skits. And they will make their way through the tavern now. Ammo packs laid in, left, right, and center. I'm advancing up towards Max's position. He will hold off, and Max will now move all the way back to the deepest part of the southwest courtyard, where we have Moat and Max holding off, joined by Kratos, and a double, and Maxor as well, and a huge crossfire just laid down. Panther Faust coming in from Otto, 1-2 down. Kronos and Skits blown away. Crumbs is the man with those docks, though, and he is still alive, but he is where exactly? I'm trying to find him. Max
He's
is extending himself
right
out
now
in the tavern, and nothing doing just yet, though, for one soldier.
No, not yet. Crumbs still has the the objective. He's got the gold in hand. He did make his way back to the tavern, which was actually a very, very intelligent move considering that the rest of his team was respawning. Now, it looks like they're going to rotate back through the graveyard and through the Axis spawn. This could be very risky here, Tosspot. They will drop one. No, he's still alive. Yes, Edge does go down. And now they're going to have to walk right into the hands of the enemy and through the Axis spawn. And he has got assistance in the show of Sharky. So now they're going to make their way around the corner. They are close, Tosspot, and they'll meet up with the rest of their crew. Crumbs now dropping down to the bottom. His opponent out in front just in case there was a bait. They're met up by another member of one, making their way through the hallway. He'll let Junkie go ahead of him because they see some resistance right here. A little bit of damage taken, but they will make their way through. All these members are alive, and I think they'll have no problem making it to them. Oh, one comes out the very end, down to 9 points out. He has dropped. The gold does go down. It is recovered, but they will make it to the truck. Very nice. I believe there was 4 or 5 seconds left on the clock, Tasso.
Oh.
Just in the nick of time.
What a stunning, stunning cap that was. 9:55. The clock has been set to, and exactly 5 seconds left for them. You know, it's a risky, risky choice to double all the way back and go through spawn. It's even harder when you run into an Axis in the graveyard itself. However, they made it count. The teamwork on the other side of the map cleared the way for them to go, and yet the beautiful dynamic of RTCW that always provides a twist in the tail came in when we passed the South Tower and we had two Axis Thorns in the one soldier side. However, they got it done. 9:55, it's not a good time. It's not a good time at all. However, it is a time, and that's better than nothing. And we'll see whether one soldier can defend that for the full almost 10 minutes. And, well, DJ, why don't you take us away? We've got one player left to ready up. It's Skits, and this one is going to be close.
All right, well, I'm excited to see this one starting. We're still going to wait up, and just a fantastic run, I have to agree with you, at the end. Just hold on 1 second. I've turned MV all on, and how can I turn it off?
Well,
I've got it. MV done. Thank you. I just wanted to set that up. So, all right, here we go. 3-2-1, and Toss will give you a Wolf TV sync in just a second here. But starting off this time, we have got one on the opposite side. They will be playing the Axis. Can Super do what they need to do and get this cap early on? Some great, great work on the engineers there in the graveyard beforehand. The Axis doing a great job before, and now it is up to Super to see what they can do on the Allied side. Crumb's already into the tavern, going to send some grenades out. He is playing the role of the medic, and have not yet seen anyone go into the flag room, the northern courtyard, and so Crumbs will continue to watch out from the side. See some grenades coming in through that door, and it looks like they will be patient. We did have Kronos go down as Crumbs continues to watch this, and in comes some Axis members now. Oh, huge, huge Panzerfaust and MP40 action coming out. The Allies are going to push into the tavern, the Axis are going to push into the tavern, and there's absolutely nothing that the Allies can do at that point. They will stop the Allied from making that first push. I am looking at Skits, however, and he's real close to the flag, but he has decided not to go for it quite yet. I think he's going to wait for that timer. He'll meet back up with him, and anyway, take it away. I was still thinking that Skits was on the Allied side, and that will get you nowhere, will it?
Lovely try by Merlinator there, pushing forward for the spawn kill. He got a support fire and an MP40 frag all the way forward. That'll just cut up that super attack. And, well, the most comical part of that previous attack from Super was Arno's Pantherfaust that blew himself away. Interesting duel will unfold between Arno and Junkie. Here's your Wolf TV sync-up. We'll give you just one more second to half-screen if you need it, but your Wolf TV sync-up is any moment away. And here we go. One soldier making their way forward. Merlinator again. He's going to be a real pain in the backside for Super, I feel. But here you go. Wolf TV sync-up. 8 minutes and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go. And Max is going to land a Thompson frag that'll push him, give him a clear move to go all the way towards the tavern. And it looks like Super are pushing from the tavern to the southwest courtyard once they have it clean. And now they're going to grab that flag. Kratos has it. And on 7 minutes and 45 seconds, Super are already a long way further than One Soldier were.
Yep, they're trying to make their way in quickly, and they have done so. Now it's up to Krytos to defend this flag for approximately 7 more seconds, and that's when reinforcement will be reissued. He does see one Axis member come on in, and it looks like a support fire was laid down. He's going to steal away right at the last second, so we will not see an allied spawn in the northwest courtyard. We'll have to wait another 23 seconds. That was a big move there. Nicely played. Support fire, and then a recap right there. Sharky does get dropped by Krytos. Krytos doing a great job with the defense here. And he really needs an allied member to come in and back him up. The medic will revive one in the corner, and we will see Skits drop down that member of Super. They're going to now just be making their way into the tavern. And it was a nice, nice valiant attempt, but what can the allies do now, Toss?
We have Edge with a Thompson dropping Kronos, making his way towards the flag. Another support flag going to be tossed down by, I believe it was Kronos that time. And Arno will come in with a Thompson frag of his own, and Moat will now collect that flag for the allied side. Pushing back from his mischievous position in allied faces is Merlinator, who will go back all the way to the tavern and will actually come in right in the nick of time to help out Arno, who drops Skits. The other way around. Now, we have the flag. We have ourselves an allied side wanting a dynamite. Well, can they get it? 6:24. They've got plenty of time to get this to get the job done on both sides of the map. However, they need to make a little bit of progression. They need to stop one soldier right now, who are starting to lock down the cemetery itself. They have five for effects in and two medics up with the crypt. One coming up with 2-3 frags quickly as Sharky will drop Max with the MP40 to finish that barrage off. Two self kills coming in from the one side, and the allied team have Edge all the way back just holding onto that flag. That's the value of the flag in this map, that they are willing to sacrifice one player on most attacks just to hold the flag. But here we go, Super coming back for more.
And we've got Max dropping the support fire before he makes his way into the cemetery. We do see Sharky taken out by Junkie. I believe that was just a revive there. But huge support fire coming back and responding by DJ Mota. And that will drop a lot of the one team back down to that flag position once again. They haven't really made much of a progress into the graveyard yet. We've seen one or two guys extend himself out and get some damage done on the allied team. But most of those attempts were thwarted with easy heals. We'll have a grenade come out. That sends Skits flying into the crypt. And now he will drop back, heal himself back up, and wait for this entry, this push here by the one team. They will make their way in now, by the super team. Super now coming into the crypt. Do they have an engineer in hand? I do believe, yes, we've got an RO in the back. He's going to be dropping the pliers down right now. And look at that. We've got the dynamite planted. Can this be fended off? The Axis are really nowhere near the objective. So this could be 4 minutes and 40-some seconds, Toss, the entry into the crypt for this allied team.
Yeah, here we go. One engineer alive. Merlinator blown away by Junkie's grenade. His own teammate sent him sky high. We have Junkie now, who is, going to have to pick up a whole lot of frags to amend that. Merlinator was at the defuse point, or very close to it, and Junkie sent him sky high, and that is the second time one soldier have done that in this game. Crucial team kills at crucial moments. And, I have to admit, I've done one of those against one soldier in my time, so many might remember that in the Battle of Britain tournament sometime ago. So here we go. Panzerfaust coming out from Junkie. No, not going to happen. Edge is going to pick himself up the MP40, and artillery from Melnator will rain in, and Krytos will be allowed to pick up those documents, take them down into the tavern. You know, this really is an intriguing battle of aim versus team play, because no offense to one soldier, but that's not where their strength lies. Their strength lies in their unity, and that's how they got the documents home last time. But when Super come up against one, you're going to bet on that Super player to win their duel. Players like Moat, Max, you know, known duelers at Quake 4 and Warsaw, and that's why they're so good. And, who is it as well? Krytos and Max are both shown they're no slouches when it comes to whipping out that SMG. So let's see whether Krytos can take this home.
And we have Krytos now making his way into the southern courtyard. He's got two or three members behind him. He does see some Axis fire from behind, but that will be taken out by Sharky there, picking that back up. And that was Max, so out-aimed right there. And so we do have a Panzer coming in. That was by Junkie, and now making his way all the way to the truck. Looks like he's going to hit it all the way home, Toss. And that was almost just, they made it look so easy right there. They really just had no problems getting those documents back to the truck. And it's all thanks to Krytos and the teamwork there that we saw from Super.
Yeah, 1-0 up to the Super team. And, you know, if we look at two or three crucial moments right there for the one soldier defense. First of all, the team kill grenade on the engineer. But in fact, if we go right before then, Junkie missed a pivotal Pantherfowl shot. He fired the shot just short, and it didn't quite touch the engineer, who was planting at that moment. Then you go to that document run. Junkie's in position with the Panzerfaust. Doesn't take down the man carrying the documents. In fact, he'll take the first man out instead. And, you know, it could have been a very different game had he landed that Panzerfaust shot. Any one of those two. So, you know, maybe the nerves are getting to them. Neither Panzerfaust has really exerted the skill that we expect from them. But here we go. 3, 2, 1. We are fight. With what Melanator going to spawn himself up. We'll follow Junkie, in fact, this time and see whether he can prove me wrong as he makes his way across towards the tavern and the one soldier side, knowing they are 1-0 down here on Village. They have 2 full rounds of MP Beach to come as well after this full round of Village. And so here we go. Junkie going to hop his way in towards the tavern. Going to be called into action any moment now as the Allied side fly in towards that tavern. Maxa there before any of the Axis team are. Arno with the Pantherfaust misses everything. And there's the Pantherfaust from Junkie. 1-2 down. Moten Arno. And then Kratos will go down to Sharky's MP40. It's a question of whether Max, the Belgian man, can do anything about it. Nothing doing Max on his own now. Nothing at all. As one soldier mop up the remains of a not too successful attack by the super team.
No, not too successful at all. In fact, it's just allowing one to now reset up for the second wave. And if they can fend off a few, they might be in a little bit better luck. Now, they did get that 5-second left cap before, and it was easily taken down. So I'm guessing they're going to shoot for the stars this time, Tosspot, and try to definitely improve on their previous score. Now, we got 10 seconds till reinforcements are dropped back in. 8 minutes and 45 seconds now on the clock. Watching Crumbs from the outside. He's checking things out just outside the tavern. And a nice push here by the Axis team if they have set up a wicked 4-man crossfire. 1 going down, 2 going down. That crossfire completely eats alive this Axis, this Allied team. And now the revives and the heals are coming back into play. But this crossfire is just too much. 1 does manage to get through. He's instantly taken down. And Max was the one, for only one on the Axis team that was taken down. There is a huge Panzer. It takes out the one Axis in the front, but it's not going to be enough to eliminate the other 3 who are creating this crossfire. And 1 will now expand themselves up. It looks like Junkie looking right outside that door into the courtyard. He's going to check things out. If he sees a bunch of these Allied punks coming down the straightaway, he's going to drop a Panzerfaust on them like it's bombs on your moms. And here it comes right here. Oh! He's devastated with the grenade, and the Panzerfaust is denied. Nicely done.
Even spending too much time with Snoop, Mr. Wheat, as Crumbs comes up with a stunning double grenade, blowing Edge and Arno away. Arno's going to get a revive. He's waiting with the Pantherfaust. If he gets shot, he vaporized himself there. And I was going to say, he could have taken down his teammates, in fact, there, but they've got 3 or 4 players in there. The Crew Serve MG is just laying down the smack as Super try to make their way forward. Nothing to them. They've got 3 medics out there, but they're getting nowhere. Cronus is holding them in, and Crumbs is now going to be called into action as the reinforcements come in the shape of Sharky and, well, George, a.k.a. Skits. In comes that Pantherfaust from Junkie anytime soon, as Maxa is ready to rock and roll, and he'll push forward. With Junkie having a grenade in his hand, not going to do it. Max is going to wait and hold off. However, Super are, well, they're really being held off at this point. Oh, stunning double grenade through the fence by Merlin, and Max and Moat just annihilated. However, one soldier got it right this time around. Last time on this defense, their southwest courtyard positions just didn't work out. They didn't work, and they were pushed through by Super so quickly, and they got the flag so early on. This time, they're getting it right, and we'll see what Super can do, how they can adjust this one up.
Well, we're seeing pretty much the exact same crossfire toss, and it, you know, what's not broken, do not try to fix, and that's exactly what they're doing. Great grenade coming in by Crumbs there. Does drop Edge down, and we'll see him continue to look through that hole. More grenades coming in, and what did you say? Back at spawn, it looks like Junkie making his way into the spawn. Oh, huge, huge upset here for the Axis team as we had Junkie single-handedly take out. I didn't see 3 people toss fight. You saw it before I did. What was going on there?
Well, one soldier team had to divert the defense all the way around because Junkie, all melanated, one of the 2 of them spotted that they had come through the Axis spawn route, doubled it up. They were selling them a dummy, basically. And now Junkie with the one-man Panzerfaust, Cronus with the knight, will eat alive those final 2 ally players and made their way all the way down into the wine cellar. And one soldier for the next minute or so will just be a little bit cautious that no one's slipped through the net. And, well, we'll see. I can't find any more super players that have got through, but they have broken through the southwest courtyard defense, and they're right at the tavern doorstep now as we follow Max. He's holding off there. The lieutenant is waiting. Edge is there, and the two of them are now going to push forward. Arno has been down, and Gibbed, I believe it was Arno at least. Yes, it was. And the two of them are waiting for backup as Super will now push through the tavern.
And here they go. The initial push does come through. It's Kratos who goes through first, but Kronos stops him easily in his track. Maxa will drop one, and now they'll make their way in. He does see the head of an Axis soldier there. He will drop him, so there's no chance of revival. And Maxa trying to heal himself does not get it done. I do not believe... No, we did get the flag. We're going to see Kronos coming in through the back, and he stops it with 13 seconds left on reinforcement time. Yeah, Super looked like they were going to make it through Toss, but they just fell a little short. Really, the Axis team playing this one absolutely perfect, and it's too bad that they were, you know, stopped so short by the Axis team of Super in the previous matchup, because these guys look like a completely different team now.
Yeah, they do. The defense is really working on every aspect, and, you know, they were... When they're called into, you know, new situations, when they're having to rotate to defense that, you know, isn't their standard defense, you know, they're really looking good. Pants Faster Junkie blows Max away as he tried to go through spawn, but the reinforcements have already made it in the shape of Max and Edge, and they're all gonna funnel through one by one out in towards this tavern area. However, one soldier, quick rotation coming around, and that Sharky that'll get himself straight into the tavern, he's been cut down, and, now, Super have got an engineer in the tavern as well, courtyard as well, and they may be able to get forward, but that was Moke who was cut down by Kronos, and Skits got in on the action as well, and one soldier lived to fight another day. No matter what happens, even if Super get the dynamite down now and take that gold away, their time is going to be far from impressive, so one soldier have done their job, but Maxa looks like he's going to try to be a thorn in their side, not doing as he's got cut or caught out in the tavern. So yes, one soldier, I agree, a completely different defensive unit this time around, and things really, really starting to work out for them.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's been working out for them for about the last 6 minutes and, you know, 39 seconds now, as they are going to set themselves up back in the courtyard with that wicked crossfire that we had been seeing before. Setting themselves up, I see Sharky watching the front door. We got a medic off to the left, obviously someone on the machine gun. And the grenades are going in. They're going to stop another push here. Here comes one, two. One of Edge's grenades does manage to make it out, but it will not matter. One member will go down easily revived, and this Axis team will just continue this up. Honestly, Toss, their defense looks so impeccable. I don't see any reason why they couldn't do this for another 2 minutes and 50 seconds at this point. Super have tried multiple different attempts, and all of them have been unsuccessful. So what possibly could they pull off, or how could they break through? We do see Max going through an alternate route here, but again, one-man army isn't exactly the weapon of choice for these RTCW teams, so Super not looking like they're going to have a very good setup here at all, and in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they did not make their objective.
Well, yeah, and I'm confused as to why one soldier looks so terrible on their first defense right now, because now they're looking like a well-oiled machine. Perhaps it was the nerves. I mean, this is a situation, a grand final, a huge final. This is about as big as it gets for RTCW at this moment in time. And, you know, perhaps this is a new feat to some of these one-soldier players. I'm not too sure. They played in War League's finals. But now, perhaps it took them a few minutes to get inside the game, so to speak. But now, they're well inside the game. You're inside the game with Tosspot and DJ Weed. And, well, this is a true tactical battle. As one soldier locking everything down left, right, and center, they push back forward to the west courtyard. Super have just respawned up. How many have spawned? I count five. Six, in fact. And so they're nowhere, and they're getting nowhere fast. And we're almost into garbage time right now, because they got 90 seconds to get dynamite and objective away. And
yeah,
I would say we are into garbage time already.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon. In fact, one, the best thing that they could do right now is just absolutely shut down the faces of Super. If they can do that, at least they're going into the momentum of this next half on the Allied side with a little bit of confidence that, hey, at least we got the cap, even if there was only 5 minutes left on the clock. So one soldier, if they could keep up this style of play, and like you said earlier, Toss, their unity is something that definitely sticks out and is very, very apparent as you watch these guys play. And they just need that also to be utilized over on the Allied side like it was in the initial in the initial matchup. Now, the Allies have captured that northwest courtyard. I wasn't there to see that flag cap, but Skits will set himself down inside the tavern already. Comes down, look at that, pulls the knife out, and goes mano a mano with Maxa. Maxa does drop it down, but I think these guys know that this is peace out for the rest of this match, and this objective will be saved by the Axis team. Nice work, guys. Protecting that gold. Maybe you'll win the war now.
Well, they have done exactly that, and well, we'll see. One soldier did set the time last time. 9:55 was what they set. They didn't look too hot in their attack, it has to be
said.
Yeah,
but you know what? Setting a time is setting a time, I gotta say. They didn't look hot, but I think they can improve on it.
Agreed, and 9:55 will suffice if they do it again. So, you know, it doesn't matter. They've just got to replicate what they did before, and we'll have a tie game. And I think we really are poised on a knife edge in this match, as Super may have a 1-0 lead, but that's not going to be extended any time in the next 10 minutes. It could be pulled back. We could go 1-0 into the second map. No matter what happens, I'm more than excited by what's happening here, as Super, well, being pegged back in a way that I don't think they expected to. You know, I think the smart money may, or, you know, the educated guesses may well have gone for a Super victory, but one soldier have come all the way back into this, I mean, and they're all about this one. They know what they've got to do, and we'll see as we ready up and we get this one back underway if they can do it. Your ETTV Zinc Up is just coming, and, well, we will see. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. We are fight with one soldier, knowing they've got it all to do. Just set a time. Just do your job. Take every minute as it comes, and they will level this one up going into beach, and that is the crucial point. Grenade tossed forward by Merlinator. That's the worst grenade in the history of RTCW as he misses the fence. And one soldier now have to go round the next way. Allies call a pause, and if they ask for a restart, that would be laughable. However,
why?
We'll
what exactly? Why are they? What is the pause all about?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're all too busy laughing at Merlinator's grenade, because Skits has a problem. Lost one on comms. 1 minute, please. It would be wrong of me to type, was he laughing at Melanator's grenade, but that's what I want to type. And that's cost them big, actually, because their goal was they were sending 5 or 6 people straight to the tavern. If they landed the grenade, they would have got to the tavern at the same time or faster than their Axis opposition. They didn't, and thus they're stuck, and the Axis team will nearly already be in position. DJ Wheat. Has gone away. We have officially lost the Wheat Thins Costa. And I'm trying to look at where he's gone.
I'm right here.
Oh, there he is.
Hello? Okay.
Okay, here we go. Why don't you take us away?
All right. Hopefully you can hear me. If not, I'm sure you'll say something. All right. Well, I'm locked on Merlinator now, and one, despite that little hiccup and interruption, they are now making their way over with the help of Junkie and all of these other one soldiers. Oh, my God. Panzerfaust coming out huge. And all of a sudden, these allied guys who thought they had an easy road to the flag are getting chopped down one by one. Now, Crumbs is making his way through the courtyard now. So if they can defend this part off, at least there would be little chance of a super crossfire. Now, they haven't quite made it there yet. My guess is they're going to wait for some reinforcements. But there are two members here, and they've set up their own little mini crossfire. Here comes the third member coming in from behind, and I believe that is their Panzerfaust. So we will see if they can drop one down here on any Axis who might be coming in. 10 seconds still until the next reinforcements. Here comes the Tavern Rush, and we do see two MP40 shots. The medic goes in. He does not get the revive. Junkie will come in from the back. I do believe that he got at least one grenade kill, but that was a victory for the Axis team right now, shutting down the Allies as they made in their first official rush into the Tavern.
Yeah, double Panzerfaust coming from Arno on the spawn, but Merlinator has made his way all the way straight through. If you think he's going to get to the flag with 9 bullets, he should think again. However, he has held himself off in the tavern. The best he can do right now is be a real thorn in the side, and he didn't even do that. You know, he had an opportunity there to play it smart. He had infiltrated the Axis defense, if you will, and he'd got himself in. But with 9 bullets, they knew where he was. They knew where he was going to go, and they would always have that locked down. So why he just ramboed in, I'm a little bit surprised. However, he is now going to be, we're now going to see a pause request from one soldier, and we do have ourselves the Axis team set up in the west courtyard, just like one soldier did on the last map. And well, we have ourselves a pause, and we don't know quite why. However, one soldier and none too happy, and Cronus has gone 999. So, he's back.
He's back in. All right. Well, we're only 7 minutes. We're only about 2.5 minutes into this one. So far, the Allies have been shut down pretty hardcore here, and super wanting to stop that. It does look like Cronus is going in and out. He's phasing in and out of Lagnus. So, unclear right now whether or not he's got connection issues or he's just alt-tabbing.
Alt-tabbing in the middle of the final.
Well, you know. Maybe they need to work out some elite strat, and they need
prepare
a pause
to
for
fight.
It. So. There we go, prepare to fight, Toss Takus.
Here we go. I follow Max as he's pushed all the way forward, right up to the south tower for an Axis lieutenant. That's an interesting fight. Position to be. He is going to push forward and finish off Skits. And Super really are now going to try and lock this one down. And Merlinator comes in with Thompson Frank dropping on him. Max will go down as well. And one soldier are now through. Merlinator mets himself up, grenade in hand. He has two Axis players spawning in front of him. Which one's he going to toss that grenade at? Neither! And he misses the 9-10 split. Arno is going to dash himself up into the second position. And Merlinator has this option now of being a real... Arno's just going to take him down like a ton of bricks. However, Merlinator has this option now being the most annoying thing Supermen are ever going to encounter, and getting himself in positions that they can't quite work out. If he can get through Axis spawn so easily, then surely he can, you know, make them rotate their defense around. However, he's not playing it quite clever enough for my liking right now, as he's sort of getting himself killed a little bit too easy after overcoming the first and hardest hurdle. However, one soldier have another player that is susceptible to that going down in the cemetery, as Super now pulled back towards the tavern. We have Maxa there. In fact, he is going to make his way straight out that front door, joined by Edge. And Super have themselves, they have a real problem as Cronus comes up with a stunning double Thompson. Here comes Junkie, Panzerfaust, not going to happen. Grenade blows him away. Cronus gets cut down. Edge will claim the double, claim the double frag, and now one soldier will get cut down. That's a hat trick for Edge on the front door. And one soldier aren't getting anywhere fast.
No, they aren't. Now, the only difference really between the last game and what we're seeing now is that Super seems to have this superior defense inside of the tavern. And, you know, rightfully so. There's not, I mean, you could set yourself up at three different choke points, I guess, if you wanted to in this matchup. And Super has just chosen an alternate choke point to try to annihilate their opponents with. And so I think this is probably pretty good for them. And, you know, this is almost kind of what we saw over on the one soldier side when they were on this map, just in a different location. So Max just watching this door right now, waiting for that push. Here it comes in from the side, trying to clear the room. Does get the job done, and now we will have one making their way in. They might have easy access to the tavern, and this might be the reason why you don't want to set up your defense inside the tavern. Now all coming in from the back. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe they didn't do it. One Junkie does get the Panzerfaust though, and he will hit the flag, although the reinforcement time is really high right now, 19, so it's up to these guys to now control this flag and control the tavern area. Toss, what is your opinion on that? Now that we have seen Super be run over inside the tavern, is the one strategy for setting up in the southern courtyard the better strategy?
Well, I mean, Super wanted to run a south courtyard defense, but they just couldn't get it done. They got called away to the cemetery, they got their defense split up, and so it's not a case of not trying, or not wanting at least. Now, one soldier have pushed their way forward. Maxa has stopped them in their tracks, and Maxa is going to get denied this time by Junkie, who switched himself up to Lieutenant. Merlinator, stunning double grenade, blows Edge and DJ mode away. Edge gets cut down. Crumbs comes in with a 1, a 2, a 3. Stunning Thompson worked by Crumbs. Max, Kratos, and Arno eaten alive before finally Arno takes him out with that Panzerfaust. If you can't beat him with your MP40s, you're just going to have to resort to a lame one-man Panzerfaust. And Crumbs is going to love every minute of that. 5 Axis players spawn up. One soldier, you should be getting a dynamite down now. Dynamite is yellow. Panzerfaust. Oh, misses! Hits the box and goes nowhere fast. And the dynamite goes in. Possibly the easiest Panzerfaust shot Arno will ever be presented has just struck a box. And one soldier, Merlinator, has come up with a double support fire and MP40 frag to seal the deal and put a nail into the coffin of Super. But it's the dynamite in the coffin of Super that is causing them more concern. About 20 seconds left on that before one soldier have 4 minutes to complete the objective, and we will be going into 1-1 onto beach.
And we've got Sharky waiting just outside the Axis spawn right now. 13 seconds left on the Allied reinforcements. And there is the gold. It has been picked up. And someone's got their grubby little hands all over it and wants to take it all the way to the bank. So following Crumbs now, he does have it in his possession. He'll meet back up with a few folks at the flag who will come back in on the reinforcement. Actually, that was Sharky. And now Sharky will stay up front just in case any loose rocket from a Panzerfaust happens to come out and hit him in the noggin. So Crumbs has a little bit of safety making their way out now into the courtyard. Do see one Axis member going to make it down the far right side and wait inside. Look for any flankers. We'll put some med packs down just in case. And we did see Max take out Sharky, so all of a sudden Crumb in panics mode will drop back just a tad. Now what will happen here? Toss Crumbs is now all alone, the lone soldier with the docks. 3 minutes and 6 seconds on the clock. So even if they don't manage to return it this time, I think they've still got some room to work with. There's the rest of the one team, Toss, and it looks like they have now mounted up the soldiers. And we could see a run to the finish.
Yeah, but the Axis team have coming right behind him. They just picked up the flag from the southwest, northwest courtyard, and now he's going to have to make his move. He's got his reinforcements are only going to come from the front now, and he will make his way out into this northwest courtyard, make his way all the way to the far right-hand side. He knows that Max has just eaten two of his teammates for breakfast, and Edge is going to come in and drop Crumbs, and they will put that goal back. Very nice work by Super. They sandwiched the one soldier team. They have that flag, and that one soldier are going to have to start all over again. They're going to have to push through spawn. They've only got 2 minutes and 30 to go. And Kronos, Edge, my friend, that was a stunning double headshot into Kronos that has just eaten him alive. They have a spawn shot on. It'll be Max that'll toss the most annoying support fire that you'll ever see if you play Publix down. It'll go right down in, and they will just eat them alive. Grenade, support fire, grenade. Maxa with a double grenade. It'll be Max's support fire and Moat's MP40. And, well, the move that KIH made oh so famous on Village is now being replicated for all to see in its spawn camping glory as they absolutely destroy the one soldier team. And it's going to take them a while to get out of this position because they're hemmed in at spawn. And, well, yeah. Super may just have done enough.
So this could put Super up 2 now. As, man, it's, I don't know what to say, Toss. I mean, I was really expecting, there's a nice grenade coming out from Edge. He will drop one other before he goes down, but pretty much every second counts now for the Axis team. The more they can keep this, keep them on this side of the map, the better off they're gonna be. Right now, it's gonna be pretty much next to impossible for these guys to snatch up that gold and take it to the bank. And we've got all sorts of Axis activity going around this truck here where the final objective must be delivered. So with 1 minute left on the clock, Tosspot, I do not see this one happening. And although one really put off a worthy effort, and they did clear this area out. Now, no one has the objective right now, right?
Correct.
So even clearing that area out wasn't going to be too helpful for them, as now Arno will watch from the window and drop down a rain of devastation as 39 seconds remain of absolutely the type of garbage time that, you know, whatever that character from Sesame Street, what is it, Oscar the Grouch, enjoys. This is his favorite time. 26 seconds, the knife comes out, Toss, and now we will be moving on to Beach, your personal favorite. And what sort of predictions do you want to drop on me for Beach?
Well, you can't predict Beach when you have two evenly matched teams like this. We're going to go 1-0 out of two maps. So we've just had a drawn map, and we do have two very, very skilled Beaches. Beach can toss up any type of game you want. You know, it's going to bring out the beauty of aim. It's going to bring out the beauty of team play. It's going to bring out the sniper. And, well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you what, we're going to pay some bills here on Inside the Game whilst we hit halftime. And we'll be right back. You're with DJ Weave and Tosspot. One soldier, nil. Super. One.
Spare change. It's everywhere. Under the couch cushions, in coat pockets, all over the inside of your car, you name it. And with all that spare change lying around, you can book your very own server with Game Daemons. For as little as $280 an hour, you can reserve a Half-Life or Unreal Tournament 2004 server when you need it for as long as you need it. Especially great for scrims and matches for teams that can't afford the monthly rates of those other server hosts. Game Daemons' new booking service allows you to rent a server exactly when you want to use it and pay as much as the arcade for a night of DDR. Go dig those quarters out from under the sofa and book a server with GameDaemons.net today. It's fast, it's easy, it's reliable. It's GameDaemons.
You're back with Inside the Game. Tom Spot and DJ Wheat. We have two players left already up. We're on to Beach. And this one could go either way. And, well, very happy to be here to witness this one.
How happy are you?
I'm as happy as I am when I have Wheat Pins and Diet Kids. That's very happy.
I don't believe it at all.
Well, screw you. My bowl.
My bowl.
If you if you haven't seen the Instagram, the gallery photo that Red Eye so kindly decided this was a good one to post, you can load his Covland gallery from this weekend. And in fact, Red Eye has made the TDM Grand Final available for download. It's on the ITG File Cloud website. Quake 4 TDM is the most boring game type of Quake 4 and of any deathmatch game ever. It may well be fun in other games, it may well be good, but in Quake 4 it's crap. However, it was simply stunning, and I would recommend you download the VOD that's available. So it's a nice little WinMV file for you, and you should watch that. Here we go, we're going to start this one off.
Excellent.
3, 2, 1, we are fight, and one soldier are ready to rock and roll on the Allied side. And there's Maxa with a stunning insta-headshot, dropping Kronos down. Sharky answers it up, but Melanator gets struck down by those meteors that strike the middle of the field. Pantherfels comes in, does absolutely nothing except break the gate in the right-hand side. And we're going to have a plonk going in on the seawall breach straight away. Nice work by one soldier.
But what will happen now is we have Super on the Axis side and Allied on the one soldier side. Working this from the Axis side, you know, I don't know, Toss, which you prefer. A lot of people like the challenge of making it up the beach. I personally like to be one of these Axis guys dropping bombs. And here we've got the grenades coming out. I do not see any dynamites down whatsoever. But Max does go down. Two dynamites going to be dropped near the sea door. One take is taken out, but we did get one of them planted, and that's why you have multiple engineers for exactly that reason. So will we see any defensive engineer push? Not sure yet. Nice grenade coming out of the bunker there. Drops down Junkie to 5 points of health, and he will just wait until he hears that until he hears that dynamite explode. But we will have a C-door penetration here just briefly, as there is the forward bunker capture, and we do have one making their way up the beach.
Yes, we do. One soldier, very positive start. Now they have the flag, they're pushing forward. They have a lot of incoming fire, though, and I believe they have Arno that they're going to have to deal with in a moment. He's the Pantherfels, he's in the upper base, he's poised, he's striking, he's dead. As Crumbs comes in with a Thompson frag from the trenches, nicely done, and Skits is going to come up with his own Thompson, putting down Kratos. A grenade will go up, it won't give the body. Arno's is going to G-hat down, he turns it around, and falls to his desk, but lands that one Pantherfels shot in, and gets a respawn right now. That's why he was willing to be so adventurous, shall we say. And here come the super team trying to lock their defenses down. We've had just 2 minutes gone, and one soldier are already right in the faces of the Axis defense.
Yes, they are, and we will see one now making their way in. Edge just above the staircase now, watching any allies who might come up this back staircase or up the ladder. And I want to switch on over to see what the Axis is doing at this very moment. Here comes support fire raining down just before the reinforcement timer goes off. And one will back off. It looks like they might also go through the other side. I'm not sure if the dynamite has been dropped. Yes, it has. So they're going to send actually a 3-3 split. Three going up through the seawall, the other going from down below. Probably a pretty nice strat, getting these two, separating the two and trying to distract opposite teams. No, I'm not available for a phone call right now, Jason Unholy Carlton. But they will try to go back in. Allies trying to regain that forward bunker. They really need to do so, but Axis keeping the pressure on hard.
Yeah, it's Sharky that's in that forward bunker. The Allied side have spawned themselves up on the beach. Kratos and Edge with a double MP40. Nice grenade coming in as well. Maxa will whip out the Luga frag, eating one soldier for breakfast. Skits will come in. He'll get a revive. Oh, no, he won't. But he will get that flag, and one soldier push on with Skits. We follow him as he will make his way down in towards the lower bunker area, and will start to make his way forward. He's got some Kratos to deal with, and that is one tasty customer as Kratos comes through. And now Arno with the Panther Faust. One soldier sending a big, big arsenal going through the lower bunker area. And they have a Panther Faust there as well. Kronos is there leading the assault forward. He'll land two shots in. The Panther Faust is going to have to be called into action now. Junkie's about to fire it to the top. Boom! One down. Max are coming forward. No, nothing doing as Kratos eats him alive. And the Axis team again reclaim that flag. And, you know, it's at times when you have, when you're facing an Axis team that are oh so offensive, you know, you do almost have to worry. Worst, awful shot coming in from Onus with the Panzerfaust there, I have to say. However, you do have to worry about that flag a hell of a lot more when you're playing Super.
Right, absolutely. You can't just be slouching off and let it go. And I mean, not to say that it's an easy task or anything, but it's something that's very important for the advancement of the Allies in this map. So we're going to see Crumbs go up the ladder. He takes out one. He will get revived in the back hallway. And good for him. They will avoid the support fire briefly. Oh, but a grenade comes out from Max, and he will get another revive. Crumbs still managing to get his third life in this game. And if you're a cat, you only got about six remaining, so be careful. Now dropping down in the corner in the back staircase, he's got the support of at least one other allied member. He will meet up with an Axis with a machine gun. And coming from the back, too, nice flank by Super, stopping the small one push, but at this point, one just has to push in any way they can, because they really haven't been making much progress through this map.
Yeah, Junkie's got to drop that Panther Faust. He's doing nothing. He's got to switch it up to a lieutenant to clear some of the upper bunker routes, and, you know, being the art that only a handful of Panthers have ever managed, is that, you know, when it's not your day, or when it's not your time of the map, is to switch it up and change it up. And Arno is getting some joy, but Junkie is not. Double support fire being sent in, and someone's been sent sky high. Oh, lovely! Crumbs has been sent all the way up to the top of the netting, but he is down quite instantly as they tracked him all the way through. Kratos and Max coming up with MP40 frags apiece down in towards the bunker. There's the double Panzer Faster Arno. Junkie, one of the men blown away. He needs to switch it up fast, because he is without a frag in a long, long time. And now Super are going to come forward, Moat with a electrobolt to the face of that final player that was Sharky, and the full bunker has been reclaimed. 2 minutes and five on the clock.
And not very much time left. These guys need to get their hands on the document at least once. Now making their way up the beach once again, Kratos will drop Merlinator right in the middle of the map. They're going to send two Maddox back, and another one goes down. Kratos doing a great job here trying to stop the Allies from making it into this point. The Panzer comes out as a misfire. One comes in from Arno, and that one will hit. And once again, oh, Max almost reclaiming that before the spawn, but he doesn't quite get the job done, which means one now has the forward bunker. They are going to drop one back and keep him there. And now this one team will go in for one final attempt. I do not believe it is going to be possible, considering a couple down right there. And Tossbot, would you agree that we're not going to see, unless it would be just
maybe
miraculous doc run, you think?
Skits and Crumbs have got 1 minute and, well, they got 70 seconds, basically. Allies have the war documents, and they have two players going down the back stairs. It's game on. Oh, no, Panther Faust blown Crumbs away, but there's more coming. Arno's your job is not done yet. He hides in the war room. They'll know he's there. Skits is the one that's going to lead the assault forward. Arno whips out the Luger. It's Arno versus Skits. Luger to Luger. Skits is going to win it out, but Kratos is there. Three allied medics moving these documents home. Where are they going to go? 47 seconds on the board. They're going to move it into the basement barracks. Merlin a grenade. Dropping Moat. One soldier funneling up the radio stairs one by one. They have Kratos in front of them. They have grenades raining up. They have an Axis team just respawning. Here comes Skits. Here come the grenades. Two on one. Now two on two as Max is going to come out to the top of the stairs. Kronos, Luger, Frank. He gets it done. 29 seconds left on the board, and we're going to have a time set of 7:29. Is that an applause I hear from you, DJ Wheat?
That was an applause. Very, very nicely done there. You know what, Toss? More than anyone, I love to use my own words, especially when it comes to games. I love being wrong. I love to see, you know, players and teams just reach down as far as they can into those gaming skills that they have and pull out victories, and that is exactly what we saw right there, Toss. I stand corrected here in front of the entire RTCW community. I said that one couldn't get it done, and they got it done. Beautifully, beautifully, beautifully done, I might add. And that was a real treat to see.
It was, but unfortunately, in your excitement and in your clapping, I believe you knocked your own microphone, and you're now very, very quiet.
What?
if you wouldn't mind putting it up just a touch. Well, that was a touch. And that was another touch. But he hasn't said anything yet.
All right. Well, it must just be that beautiful program Skype readjusting my sound. So
yes, I can fully sympathize with that.
So if I talk quiet, I think it will raise it up.
If you talk quiet, no one can hear you, and thus the object of a two-man cast is lost. However, one soldier needed to get that done because they were in an interesting scenario, and they still are, that if Super could beat their time, it's GG. Because that'll make it two with just one game left. So we are in that intriguing situation that one soldier need to take this and level this game up, which would take us into a decider. How this is going to unfold, we'll see. Honor will ready up. If one soldier win this, it's 1-1. If Super win this, it's GG. Thanks for playing in the Onage Cup 2. See you next season.
And what is your prediction on this one? I mean, we saw Super with a just an amazing defense there, and one was able to break through. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I think one soldier are going to have a hard time holding against Super, but I think they'll do it. I think they will. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. We are fight. As we go on with me typing and we typing, and now Edge is going to move forward up towards the wall. We have the seawall door nailed down with fire for effects, but the dynamite is yellow on the breach. It's Max that wants it. Is he going to get it? He's going to hold. Grenade's coming in. Max is going to get it. And dynamite goes down on the seawall breach. Big support fire from Junkie. 1-2. Blow it away. But, Junkie on that last map, if we whip up, and, I couldn't find the stats, but Junkie's going to need to whip out a big game in this half.
And we've got the seawall definitely with the dynamite down. One sniper going to go in. Did he? Yes, I think he did drop that engineer going for the defuse. Oh, no. No. Crumbs did manage to make it over. I thought the sniper off to the right side was able to do it. And look at this. One pushing up on the beach. Very, very ballsy move, and I love it. I mean, it's nice to see these guys get ultra-aggressive here. They know what they have to do. They know the job that needs to be done. And now Super, once again, is going to have to try to drop that dynamite. It is planted. The initial engineer that dropped it did go down, but it was pliered back up by Moat. So he's going to now watch that side. The grenades have been raining over the side as well as those fire moved back. At the same time, the other engineer making his way over the seawall door. The dynamite is planted. It is armed. Will there be an defensive engineer push, however? We have a sniper now on the case. And I think both of these dynamites will go off. So it took a little bit of time, but they did manage to break through this wall door.
Yes, it is. And you're going to have to put that microphone up, sir, as we now move in through the seawall breach.
All right.
And Merlinator is going to make his way down. Nice try by the Axis team. Refreshing to see people still believing in the dynamite defuse. And they tried to get that one done as we have 527 on the board. We have two super players making their way forward in towards the flag. They cap it, and now the super team will push on for Grenade. We'll separate the two of them. Moat will try to make his way forward. Merlinator fires for effect on himself, and Edge will push back. We have a spawn up in the four bunker. And right when you need a Panzerfaust, you get nothing. Oh, there you do. Arno takes down his two teammates and himself, but we have ourselves a respawn, so thus it's not all too bad. Axis team not really riling the allies on the respawn that they should be, and the two support fires have just completely bypassed everyone. Max will just skip in. We're going to have three players in through the seawall breach. And what's going on? Wait. DJ Weed is not there. As Merlinator and Sharky rack up MP40 frags apiece. Skits comes in with a double. And there is Sharky as well. Super have themselves 5 quick frags and the flag reclaim. Nice work there by one soldier pushing forward. Gotta get that flag at a time like this. It's all crucial in terms of getting time on the board, and that's all one soldier needs. 4:25 left on the board. They want to hold this flag as long as possible. Super have capped it, and now let's see if we can rejoin Marcus DJ Weak Dens Graham.
Hello.
You're very, very quiet now.
Okay. Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I'm so loud.
Now I just can't hear you over game sounds at all. So
okay. I will adjust. You keep going.
Here we go. Super trying to make their way up into the upper base. We have Moat funneling through. Kronos and Max and Moat are gonna eat alive that final defense on the top of those stairs. And Super are moving through the one soldier defense like it wasn't connected to the server. Moat moving down the back stairs. He's gonna hop his way in towards the basement, or is he gonna go? Yes, he is. They're gonna go down and towards that basement. Crumbs with a double MP40 kill is gonna get in on the action. But the Axis team really lost man standing type of stuff as Crumbs is trying to get in on it. But Edge is going to move in. He's going to team kill revive up Moat. That'll buy the Axis team a few seconds. And they're going to need it with a stunning grenade from Kratos blowing away Junkie, Kronos, and Sharky. A hat-trick, and Kratos is going to make it four. He wants the ace. He's got Skits down for the fourth. And there's Crumbs. He glides it up with another hat-trick grenade. Kratos, TJ, Moat, and Max shown exactly how it's done. And now the grenade's coming back. Marlinator downs Max. And here we go. Documents moving with Edge. Marlinator 1 with the MP40. They're on the radio stairs. Allied side move. Allied side take it home. And Super win the Own Edge Cup 2 with 2 minutes and 53 seconds left on the board. And wow, Kratos, take a bow, my son.
That was quite impressive, Tosspot.
It was phenomenal. And your microphone is perfect now.
Oh, okay. I'm not really sure what happened there. I apologize. Right in the thick of things, too. And so that was a quick little run there. I thought after they were down, went through the seawall and were down below just that Axis spawn inside, that they were going to have a really good chance. It looked like they had like 4 minutes left on the clock and to even try to go for that capture, and it looked like that was going to be it. So now we are switching sides, and now we're staying on the exact same side. And gosh, I'd love to see a repeat, and especially considering that my mic was screwed.
You suck.
Prepare to fight.
Hello?
Yeah, I was just saying you suck. That's all.
Okay.
I hope you
enjoyed
it.
Great.
Why do you take
everything
us away?
That you say is word.
Fight.
We're inside this game, Toss. Are you going to take us away?
I'm guessing you can't hear me or something. Anyway, we're going to go forward with one soldier pushing forward, just trying to get aggressive on the seawall breach. They have three or four players on the other side of it. Snipers exchanging shots, and Super are going to push forward, waiting on the... they're going to double back and say C'est la vie on the seawall breach. They're going to boost, in fact, and it's going to be Moat that gets sent over. He's going to get eaten alive, and they will get that dynamite down on the door, but not the wall, and they'll double back and try and get that job done. Wheat, are you with us? Can you take us away?
Yes, I can. Currently, we've got Max dropping the other dynamite near the seawall door. There will be two dynamites actually go down as sort of a backup plan B, and that's exactly what they got going on right there, is now they have got both dynamites out and down and armed and ready to explode. The seawall has been breached. We're going to have some grenades going into that forward bunker right there, and the initial push will go in. We will see a lot of Axis action here, as the medic cannot even get to the corpses, and it was taken out with the grenade, and so the allies will make their way in there. And I think now they were pushed back, but the medic could not get past his own peoples. And because of that, they were stopped short. The Allies did get in, but then they were shut down once again. So Allies will take this forward bunker again, and we'll see them make a push towards those docks.
Yes, it has. Here we go. Grenade from Junkie sends Moat away. Crumbs coming in with the MP40. There will be a support fire just launched out, and that'll clear out those Axis players. Let's see whether one soldier can rise with the power of the devil on 666 and claim themselves one final round, one piece of dignity, because they have been in this game. They have been a real competitor, and they're going to try and hold off this super team to just get themselves, some pride on the ball, because I think 2-1 is a fair reflection of this game. So we'll see. One soldier locking down the upper base. Edge is going to try and make his way up there. They've got two players just stuck in the trenches as well. Super Max is just going to caught back, and Sharky is going to hold off on the top level, and one soldier half this base on lockdown for the time being. However, well, Super, where are they, is the question that I'm asking. Oh, they're in three people inside of the upper base.
Yeah.
And they've got four people just about to make the move. Can one soldier hold them in?
Well, I don't know. So far, we are seeing a lot of fire coming from the entrance to the back stairs, and oh, nice job there. One, Sharky, Skids, and Kronos all picking up frags of their own. That will stop all the allies from coming in, and Arno makes another jump in. It looks like they might actually break through here. They're going to push up now, and Arno will, or Crumbs will not drop Arno. He will make his way through, and then he is stopped once again. And so I do believe that is all access accounted for. They'll have to wait another day. Do we have one inside? I think we might have one inside. They didn't seem to make it in, but what about through the back? I'm flipping through here. It looks like they're all trying to go through the back stairs the long way, and Arno now, yep, no one, I didn't see anyone from the back toss. So Ally just continuing their push here on the docks.
Yeah, Ally's not getting anywhere fast thus far. They respawn up. They got three or four people in the trenches now making their push out the long route, out towards the Axis barracks, and they will spawn up there. Marlinator gets a head bitten off by Edge. Edge eats heads for breakfast, and Max is coming forward with a Thompson, and now we have got Edge going to make lead the assault forward, the head eater, the man eater, taking on one in the Axis transmitter room, and now they're going to push forward into the top of the stairs, and Kronos and Krumps and Chunky will eat them one by one by one. Panda Faustrum, Arno eats up one, but Junkie's double support fire. It's Arno and Max are alive, and one soldier have themselves that upper base secured, locked, and ready for action one more time as Moat will save the flag for the super team.
One doing a great job so far. 3 minutes and 45 seconds left on that round clock, and will there be a shutout here? We saw Super with a nice little push and rush last game, and it was successful. This time, instead of sending everyone to the back stairs, they will send some through the Axis spawn. There is one waiting for him, and it will be Super who does manage to drop that guy down. Now they'll make their way in through the back and do those back stairs. They're going to wait for the rest of their allies to make it here, and they will have one guy come in. He's dropped down. There will be a revive, and Max, Edge, and two additional ally members now making their way in. Huge grenade coming out. There is a revive. No, there's not a revive. Cut down by that crossfire. Here comes the revive by the second medic coming through, and they will make their way across, and they will make it inside toss. So here is finally the first chance at 2 minutes and 12 seconds. There's an access on the stairs. It is Sharky, and Sharky is eliminated. A revive happens, and we now have three men deep in the access. There's a missed revive there several times, and now we have Edge making his way in very, very quickly. He's going to come in uncontested and has the documents toss.
Yes, he does. But the Allied side have lost that four bunker, so it's now and ever. Max is in the ducks. He's of no support to Edge, who's making his way up the radio stairs. Merlinator with a grenade. Max are alive. Kratos goes down as well. And now Edge is going to be called to work on his own.
Oh,
on the stairs
God.
He goes. It's Edge versus Kronos. Kronos is going to get called into action. Kronos gets cut down from above. The documents are down on the stairs because Kronos fragged eggs. And here will go Max. Max makes his way all the way back, and now we'll go straight into the radio room. Gets the ducks down.
Wow.
And somehow that idle E Quake 4 star got the call. He was in the ducks going to the war room. He suddenly reversed around, went all the way up the radio, the back stairs into the radio room, and right in the nick of time helped out his Belgian buddy that is Edge. And that will be a time set of 5:50.
I have a question, Toss, because I saw the initial documents push where there was one lone Axis who took down I'm not even sure who that was that was holding on to the... Hold on. I'm not even sure. Maybe it was... I don't know. I believe it was Edge who grabbed the documents first. So when the Axis took him out, I didn't see him go for the document return. Was that Allied member right behind him? Or was he taken out?
Max was in the radio room on the attacking from above.
Oh,
got caught
gotcha.
In the middle, got the frag,
gotcha.
But then got eaten alive. And,
okay.
Got caught in no man's land with his pants.
That's what I didn't see. Thank you for clearing that up.
No problem, brother.
Take us away.
Here we go. Brother. We have double Pantherfest coming in from Arno, and Super are racking up frags off the frags here. Edge with an MP40 that destroys Kronos, and the Axis team, very aggressive. Edge will come in with another MP40. Switch to Engineer as well. Dynamite has gone in on the Seawall Breach. I wonder whether we'll see a cheeky try to defuse. No, he's self-killed out, but here he goes. Moat is an Engineer, and oh dear, Super might want to go for the embarrassment defuse here. They're going to try it. There's a grenade tossed down. Very nicely done by Crumbs there. Fully time grenade, and now Super Moat is going to get called into action. Arno with another double Panzerfaust, and we said at the start of the game we're going to have a duel of the Panzerfaust, and Arno has one out hand over Junkie, who just has not had the game that we would have hoped him to have after what we saw in the last game with Concert of His. However, one soldier have themselves one entry point. They're going to need to get that second one.
Yes, and they're working on it very hard. There is going to be a sniper set up on the corner. The Panzerfaust will come out, and he's just waiting for that right shot. There it is. He does manage to take out at least Merlinator, one of them, and we will see lots of support fire being dropped down in the central area. But this insertion so far has been pretty weak here by the super team. Here comes the Sea Waldor dynamite. It will finally get armed and planted down. However, we'll see Kronos killed by Super Edge, and they're going to go for the defuse on that thing. They will disarm that dynamite at the sea door. So the sea wall is their only entrance into the base right now, and that is a huge choke point that the Axis is just begging the Allies to come through at this point in time.
Yep, and Chrome says should have gone to Specsavers, and he's saying that to Skits, because Skits tossed a grenade. He was at that seawall door. He saw the Axis engineer defusing, and he threw his grenade over the seawall breach, not even at the engineer, and Skits should have got himself to Specsavers. Buy one, get one free on designer lenses. You can go and get them now. That's where DJ Weed shops. But one soldier are making their way forward, with Crumbs making his way down past the murder hole. Skits will just hop over that grenade and get himself right in the thick of things, because one soldier know they've 3 minutes and 20 seconds of RTCW time left. The Axis born on top of one soldier at the murder hole, and they're getting nowhere fast, and Super will lock this one down as we move on to stage two.
Stage 2 now in full effect, and Super watching and setting up pretty much the same crossfire as we saw in the previous game. Here's a 5-man spawn, 6-man spawn from the entire one team at the forward bunker. Finally, the seawall has been breached. Nice work, nice work. There's a huge Panzerfaust by Arno, and Sharky dropped down. And gosh, it's really not looking too hot for the one soldier team, just like you said.
Well, Skits
is
down the
back stairs. I guess Super just outperforming him, right?
Well, Skits is down the back stairs. In fact, he tumps it down Max, who had a grenade in hand. Triple self-kill coming in, so he's done it right on Axis respawn time, and he will soon be met up by some very, very angry frogs, and it will be Arno that leads the assault forward. He's one behind him that is Moat. Arno has the Pantherfaust, then he whips out the tactical nuke, and peace indeed.
And he only had 29 bullets to his name, so I didn't think he was going to make it very far anyway. But here we go,
dropping
down. There, Super Edge is eliminated, and that was Junkie who got that one. There's a nice grenade. Medic comes in and revives too. And so now we will leave it up to Super. They're making their way in. The Allies are definitely inserting themselves further and further. And there is the document. It is not Crumbs. It is not Skits. I don't want to look at my scoreboard. I just want to find them. Damn it, where are they?
Anyway, they're in the basement. They're in the basement. Junkie gets it off to revive, and he just got the hell out of there. Whips out the Panzerfaust, blows himself away. Documents down, picked up by Sharky. Nice little piece of jihad work there. He's obviously been talking to the Taliban as he whips out the, takes down the enemy, leaves the documents for his teammates, and Sharky's on the bottom of those radio stairs. He's got two above him. Here goes Sharky. He waits. He's gonna get caught down, and he's gonna get grenaded by Arnie. Nicely done. And one soldier have to try again.
That was devastating. Max will now extend himself out from the document tube to the back stairs and try to stop at this choke point. Here comes one member. It is Kronos. Kronos makes it in successfully. He'll drop a grenade to give that body and will make his way into the war room now. He's going to jump over the railing, picks up the documents, and now there'll be two men and 55 seconds on the clock. Gonna instantly go for the back stairs and the quick rush into the radio room. Met up by one Axis member. The documents are returned, and we do see the forward bunker taken over. The knives come out, and that could be at 42 seconds remaining. I do believe Allies got that at the last second, but then Axis reclaims. And look at that already. I think one realizes that that could be it for them, as they will be running all the way back from the beach toss. And I think that that is going to be a win for Super.
Yes, it is. Super are going to take this game 3-0. In the thick of things, you know, I said at the start of this map, maybe 2-1 was a fair result. I think maybe 3-0 is the fair result, because Super have been that damn Super. I think Moat summed up the difference between the teams there just moments ago as he whipped down both players in the basement. With, well, what, Electro Bolt, you name it, he had it. The the Warsaw Hotshot that you saw beat Vu just last week, who incidentally wants a rematch. However, it is it is a stunning performance, and the Supermen from Belgium and France are your Onage Cup 2 Grand Champions. I want to say straight off a big thank you to MC and Def, who have put on a show
about
for us
minutes
here, and they have said, you know what? RTCW is still the best game out there. No one will touch it. No one will ever come close.
What about maybe RTCW 2 will touch it?
Well, hopefully.
Maybe ET Quake Wars will.
I played it. It didn't.
You're a real bastard. You know that?
Yeah.
You're just buzz-killing all over the place. Dude, that was a great game, Toss. Thanks for having me on the program. Thanks to all the RTCW guys who put up with my terrible broadcasting and are like, yeah, you're not that bad. I know you're just saying that to be nice, but I appreciate it. Great job to all the teams. Saw some good stuff there. And again, Toss, I look forward to the next opportunity where we can cast another Return to Castle Wolfenstein game together.
Indeed. You've been with Inside the Game, Tosspot and DJ Wheat. We say goodnight. And we will play you out with some... I have no idea what I'm going to...